This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network, and of course in hour number three, Newsmax TV. Lots and lots of stuff going on today. Again, the biggest story of the day would be the impeachment hearing, and yet it's going to be, for me, a story. It'll be mentioned on this three-hour show. We'll get into some of the highlights of today, but it's not going to be the biggest news story. Because I think the whole thing is a joke, a farce. Let all the other ones, all the other conservative hosts and news programs, let them all cover the most ridiculous, boring, stupid proceeding in the history of the world, where they try to put a guy in prison and lose his life and lose his reputation and step down from the presidency, have the presidency ripped away from him for the crime of asking about another guy's crime while they elect the guy who committed the crime as president of the United States, Joe Biden. That's what's going on right now. And it's so ridiculous that we know the ending. As I predicted from day one, there is no other ending except a total complete acquittal in record time for President Trump. And we know that Nancy Pelosi's law, and you're not impeached forever, you're acquitted forever. This whole thing is ridiculous. So I'm not going to make it the biggest news story of the day. There's lots of others. What matters is our country is being taken away from us. Now, of course, one of the ways they're trying to take it away is this impeachment hearing with their weapons of mass distraction and weapons of mass distortion. But all I could tell you is the main way they're taking away our country, because this will not work, and Trump will win by an electoral landslide, but the main way they're taking away our country is open borders. That's the way they're destroying America. It's the way they've tried to destroy Denmark. It's the way they've tried to destroy Sweden. It's the way they've tried to destroy the entire EU. And we're not going to let it happen to the United States. Donald Trump's not going to let it happen to the United States. So to me, the biggest news story of the day today is not impeachment, it's the UN, meaning United Nations human rights ruling that says climate refugees cannot be returned to their home country and the U.S. must open its borders to all Central Americans. I mean, this is what a joke the United Nations is. You know, I'd respond. If I was Trump, I'd shut down the United Nations. Where's the United Nations operate? United States, in New York City. And how does it operate? With our money. We provide almost the entire budget. The rest of the world provides pennies on the dollar. Cut off all funding and ask them to leave tomorrow. You're not part of my country anymore. United Nations, go to hell. United Nations, give you the middle finger. The United Nations ruled that climate refugees cannot be returned back to their home country, and this ruling forces the United States to allow all Central Americans into our country, the entire Central America. Now, keep in mind, they would all come tomorrow because their nations are all crap holes. The entire Central America is one big crap hole, and all of their people from every one of their countries would come here tomorrow and just pollute and destroy our country and drag us down and bankrupt each of the taxpayers who are listening to this show. Destroy all of us. This is what the United Nations wants. They want people from poor nations who don't speak English, who have no talents, who have no skills, who each have 36 children, to invade our countries in all forms of Western civilization. America, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, the entire EU, and just wipe us away and make our votes not count anymore. That's what they want. They're not going to get it, but that's what they want. And this would essentially open the U.S. borders for good to anyone who could claim refugee status. It's a joke. And the reason this is happening is the left failed against Trump. Now they're combining open borders with junk science about climate change fraud. It's unlawful for governments to return people to countries where their lives might be threatened by climate crisis, a landmark ruling by the United Nations Human Rights Committee has found. The judgment, the first of its kind, represents a legal tipping point and a moment that opens the doorway to future protection claims for people whose lives and well-being have been threatened due to global heating. I must be missing something. We don't care what the United Nations says. I don't give a flying F what the United Nations says. The United Nations go to hell. We're not under their auspices. We've got our own constitution, our own laws, our own president, our own Congress. We have nothing to do with the United Nations. They don't rule me. They say tens of millions of people are expected to be displaced by global heating in the next decade. The judgment relates to the case of Iona Teotata, a man from the Pacific nation of Kiribati. Does anyone care about someone named Ione Teotata from the Pacific nation of Kiribati? See, that's where you got us all wrong. We don't give a flying frick about Ione Teotata, whatever the hell his name is, from Kiribati, a nation I've never heard of. It's one of the nations most threatened by rising sea levels. He applied for protection in New Zealand. Told you. It's about Australia, New Zealand, America, Canada, everywhere where there's lots of white people who speak English. They want to overwhelm us and destroy our countries and pollute our countries and bankrupt our countries. They want to make our votes immaterial, all the natives who live in that country. You know, the world worked just great when Ione Teotata stayed in Kiribati, and the whole El Salvador stayed in El Salvador, and the whole Guatemala stayed in Guatemala, and the whole Mexico stayed in Mexico, and the whole Israel stayed in Israel, and the whole Canada stayed in Canada, and the whole Britain stayed in Britain, and the whole France stayed in France. What was wrong with the world at that point? Who decided that everybody's got to go everywhere? America was great just as it was. A nation filled with hardworking people's goal in life is not welfare. The Committee of the United Nations heard evidence of overcrowding on the island of South Tarawa, where Teotati lived, saying the population increased from 1,600 to 50,000 from 1947 to 2010 due to sea level rising, leading to other islands becoming uninhabitable. And this led to violence and social tensions. Yeah, you know what they're really saying? If you let all these people in, we'd have violence and social tensions galore in the United States of America. I don't want these people. I want Americans. And you know what? What's really funny about all this, before you say Wayne Root's a racist, I'm fighting on behalf of African Americans born in America. Many of whom, a large percentage of whom, live in poverty. A large percentage of the males live in prison, reside in prison. It's like one third of all the black males in America are in prison or have been in prison. And everybody else is living in poverty. You think maybe we need some money for them instead of flooding the nation with foreigners and giving them the money? How about all the homeless vets? How about all the homeless people? How about the middle class that's been decimated by Barack Obama's Obamacare? How about we save some money for all of them? So I'm fighting on behalf of blacks born in America, Hispanics born in America, legal immigrants who have children in America, their children and their grandchildren. I'm fighting on behalf of all of them. Because those are Americans, and I care about America first. The New Zealand courts rejected Teotata's claim for protection, but the United Nations says, we got to take all of them. Sorry, we're not going to. We'll kick out the United Nations before that happens. Being that every single thing I ever say comes out of Trump's mouth, and every once in a while something comes out of Trump's mouth that I haven't said before, but I was going to say it that day, we think exactly alike. We're like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito in Twins. Me and Trump are twins. And I'm telling you, this will come out of Trump's mouth when he hears about this. He's going to say, we're leaving the UN, and the UN could go to hell, and we're not going to fund you anymore. And I'm asking you to pick up and move from New York City right away. We don't want you in our country anymore. Who gives a crap what you think? And it just continues. Biden will not deport drunk-driving illegals, and Bernie Sanders considers tearing down existing border wall. This is what's going on in the world and in the United States of America. Liberal radicals want revolution. They want to destroy this country, rip up the Constitution, start from scratch with a country that does not resemble in any way, shape, or form the United States of America as it's been for the last... 260 years, 270 years? I don't know. I don't even know what the number is now. Since 1776. 1776 to 1876 to 1976. 245 years. So let's just say call it 250 to be on the even side. For the last 2.5 centuries, this has been the greatest nation in the history of the world, with the greatest economy and the greatest people and the greatest military. And they're not happy. They hate it, and they want to rip it up and destroy it. Screw yourself. Go screw yourself. Wayne Root has his finger at the mic right now. United Nations, go screw yourself. Liberals, go screw yourself. Globalists, go screw yourself. Open borders, go screw yourself. Communists, socialists, Marxists, go screw yourselves. I speak for all the silent majority. In an apparent effort to out-virtue signal one another, Democrat presidential nominee frontrunners Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden unleashed a smorgasbord of illegal immigrant pandering ideas. Joe Biden has lost his mind, was the initial response by Tom Homan, the former acting director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, after Biden suggested he would not deport illegal aliens convicted of drunk driving if he was president. As the Daily Caller reported, the former VP said Monday, if elected to the White House, he would issue an executive order that would require ICE to only remove individuals who have committed felonies. So the former ICE chief said, if he was in Congress, he knows how this works. There is no prerequisite. You commit any crime, be removed from the United States if you're here illegally. That is the way the law is written in statute. I oversaw the removal of 1 million illegal aliens. Over 100,000 of them were DUI convictions, and many didn't have convictions at all. They were just here illegally. So his tune has totally changed. He said he's trying to say he oversaw the removal of 1 million illegal aliens while Obama was president and Biden was VP. We didn't hear a peep from him back when he was VP, he said, on this issue. Whether it's a misdemeanor or a felony, it's a public safety threat. And over 10,000 lives a year are lost, he's saying, to drunk drivers who are illegal aliens. So again, ICE is going to enforce this law. However, compared to other contenders to the Democrat presidential nomination, Biden is one of the most moderate voices. When we get back, I'm going to read you what all the other crazy people running for the wild, radical Democrat Party slash Communist slash Socialist slash Marxist Party, so they could be president of a country that does not even resemble the United States of America, I'll let you know what they all think. And then I'll tell you how Illinois admits illegals are voting. Admits it. And then I'll talk about Molly Tibbetts' murder trial. It's the beautiful gal in Iowa who was murdered by an illegal alien, raped and murdered in a cornfield. We'll be right back. Country under attack. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty Health Share is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hey, Trap. This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. You know what? There was a study just out, the Pew study. I gotta download it and talk about it on the show over the next few days. But I saw the other day there was a Pew study out, and it showed that in the history of America, we are the most polarized we've ever been, and of the 10 most polarized, meaning most divided, most divisive elections in the history of America, where the electorate is just so divided, all 10 were the most recent 10 elections. And number one, it's not the most 10 elections, actually the most 10 years. And the 3 years of Trump are number one, number two, and number three, most polarized, most divided, most divisive in the history of America. And then comes, I think, next was the next three were Obama, Obama, Obama. And then after that was like Bush, Bush, and then Obama, Obama, and then Bush, Bush. So between Bush, Obama, and Trump, all 10 of the most divided years in the history of America, and what they meant by the most divided years, is people are so divided on issues, there is nothing to compromise on. There is no compromise. There is no middle ground. Don't you understand that? Someone like me on the right, I'm against abortion, but I'm reasonable. In the end, I just would have major restrictions on it, and I would ban it for the third trimester for sure. There's no liberal that would go along with that. To me, that's a nice compromise. Okay? There's no liberal that would ever go along with that. To me, taxes should be 15%. And I'd compromise at what the corporate tax rate is, 21%. There's no liberal who would ever go along with that. I'd like them to be zero. So I'm being nice. 15 is a compromise. 21 is a big compromise. Liberals want taxes to be 90%. There can't be a Green New Deal. There can't be. You'd bankrupt America. There can't be Medicare for All. It's a disaster. You're letting the people that run the post office and the DMV, the idiots of government, run health care? You're the biggest idiots that ever lived. You don't even recognize that Obama spent $5 billion to build the Obamacare website? $5 billion. I can hire the best web designer in the world for any corporation in America with deep pockets and big bucks. And we could build the best website in the world for $250,000. What costs $5 billion? Not $5 million, $5 billion to build a website. And the deal was given to friends of classmates of Michelle Obama. Liberals don't see anything. They want to literally indict or impeach or both Trump for asking about the crimes of Biden while they elect Biden president. There's no compromise. There is no way to compromise anymore. There's nothing I believe in that any liberal believes in that there's anything in the middle we'd settle on. I'm willing to compromise. If I'm at a 10, I'll always go to 8. Liberals are at 0, and they won't go to 1. So there is no compromise anymore in the United States of America. None. So let me finish what I was saying about the other Democrats, because I told you Biden says if you are drunk driving and you're illegal, he won't deport you anymore. But that's the most moderate voice. Bernie Sanders of Vermont, Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts have openly called for the decriminalization of illegal immigration and a moratorium on deportations. Bernie Sanders said Monday would consider tearing down the existing border wall if he's elected. He reasoned that the current barrier is symbolic on the Mexico-U.S. border. He claimed that tearing the wall down may be the correct thing to do, adding, but you know it's how much is it going to cost to tear it down? Should you do that, tear it down? I don't know. Maybe the answer is yes, Sanders says. That's something you're willing to consider? You're willing to consider tearing down the existing fencing between the U.S. and Mexico? He's asked. Yeah, I always look, Sanders said. But again, if it's going to cost me billions of dollars to tear it down, I'd rather invest that baby in the needs for child care in this country. Sanders also promised to put a stop to 99% of deportations, even for violent criminals. But Biden would not be outdone, vowing to end all illegal immigration detention across the board. End all illegal immigration detention across the board. And by the way, when he was VP, ICE conducted a higher rate of deportations under Obama than under today's Trump administration. So it shows you how far things have fallen. Right? Obama was as far left as you get. Sanders is a communist, and Obama's voting record in the Senate was worse than Sanders, to the left of Sanders. But he understood, he understood you got to deport people who are bad. Now they don't want to deport anybody, even the murderers who murder your children and my children, who murder our friends, who murder patriots. They don't care. By the way, this show is brought to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, the great Edward Stoltz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio, and the great Fred Weinberg. Thank you, Fred and Ed. Show's dedicated to them. Show sponsored by RootWall.com, my political action committee, Root for the Wall. We're in the RootWall.com studio. Go to RootWall.com. We will build this wall together. Make your donation. It's a great cause. We will build this wall together. 63 million Trump voters. RootWall.com. Disclaimer, Root for the Wall PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. RootWall.com. Right back to Jim.
This is what flow from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
You and basic motorcycle policies start at just $75 a year. I know, right? Do you think I say I know right too often? I do. I know, right? I have to stop, don't I? I know.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
I know.
Yeah, even our commercials are better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. House managers are continuing to make their case against President Trump in the Senate impeachment trial. The main House impeachment manager, California Democrat Adam Schiff, says President Trump's phone call on July 25th was far from perfect.
The call record revealed a president who used his high office to personally and directly press the leader of a foreign country to do his political dirty work.
When it comes to President Trump cooperating with the Democrats, Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham says,
if I were the president, I wouldn't cooperate with these guys at all. I wouldn't give them the time of day. They're on a crusade to destroy this man.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the Defense Department is working on better vetting procedures following a deadly shooting by a Saudi national in December at a Pensacola airbase. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code U.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We'll be right back.
Line Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots, I am back, I am back, I am back. And I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show. And we'll tell you how the sponsor fits in with this wonderful guest in just a moment. But the healthcare open enrollment period has ended. If you missed it, don't go crawling into a ball. Don't go into fetal position. Don't start crying like a liberal snowflake. Don't go a whole year without having healthcare. Oh, my God, I can't get healthcare. I can't change it. Yes, you can change it. Because you can sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare isn't insurance, but as I like to say, for me anyway, it's better than insurance. Liberty's a Christian health-sharing ministry. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers. There are no contracts. Starts as low as $199 a month for a single, up to $529 per month for a family. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 a year in monthly premiums compared to what I was paying with Aetna Health Insurance. This is my fourth year. I've saved $72,000. Could you use an extra $72,000? Then I got kidney stones. They paid for the kidney stone surgery. The hospital had a $27,000 bill. I never even saw the bill for the doctor, the surgeon, or the anesthesiologist. They took care of all of it. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Like I said, it's not health insurance. I think it's better. This is the way healthcare should be. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. If you're listening to the sound of my voice and you're not checking it out, you're an idiot. 855-58-LIBERTY. I didn't say you have to do it, but if you don't check it out, you're a complete idiot because you're selling your life short. You're selling your family short. You sell your healthcare short. You got to check it out. 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, and the rest is history. You'll be treated like a king. All right, so the connection between the sponsor and the guest is that our first guest is Matt Bellis, the communications director for Liberty HealthShare, to give us all the new healthcare news for the new year. Matt Bellis, how are you? Welcome to the show. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. I'm so thankful to be back here.
So you heard my opening pitch for Liberty HealthShare. What do you think? Pretty good story, huh? Not a bad story.
I don't even know why I show up anymore. You've got it from here, my man.
All right. So, well, you guys took such good care of me. It's quite wonderful when I get a chance to brag about how good you guys are because you took great care of me. Thank you. So there's a new story out. Trump scrambles to defend his record with pre-existing conditions, and I wanted to find out what that story is all about. I assume that people with pre-existing conditions have actually done pretty well in the 3 years under Trump's presidency. Yes.
Well, of course, there is a whole gamut of the political spectrum that keeps wanting to bring up this whole idea of pre-existing conditions and how, under any type of plan that would remove ACA protections would leave people who have pre-existing conditions or who may have pre-existing conditions in a complete lurch. And it's a debate that you're probably going to hear more and more as the political season heats up. But frankly, the debate about pre-existing conditions is an absolute red herring. It is a discussion that has been demagogued to death. It affects only an individual, the individual market, the people who are buying health insurance for themselves, which only represents about somewhere between 12% to 14% of the population. You have other areas of the marketplace that have employer sponsored or other types of health insurance, and you have there are multiple proposals to take care of this issue. But you're talking about a fraction of a fraction of the population. And it is a discussion that drives me up the wall because those who want to tout it and the ACA to take care of pre-existing conditions forever really isn't the case at all. Because you have an open enrollment period where people who have pre-existing conditions who are looking for health insurance outside of that open enrollment period can't get their health care taken care of. So they're racking up debt all throughout the year until they can get to the open enrollment period. So I don't want to diminish anybody who is dealing with a pre-existing condition at all, and there are ways to take care of those pre-existing conditions, but the whole demagoguing and the red herring discussions about pre-existing conditions is completely a total lie.
So let me tell you from my standpoint what the issue is. What's the good of having free health insurance if you have such a high deductible you can never use it? What's the good of having pre-existing conditions in your policy if you have such a high deductible you can never use it? What's the good of any of that if, forget the pre-existing conditions or the high deductible, what's the good of health insurance if the price is so high you can't afford it? Mine went from $500 a month to $2,000 a month. It was completely unaffordable by me, Wayne Root, who's got a radio show, a national radio, national TV show. I can't imagine a single middle-class person in America who could afford $2,000 a month. I couldn't afford it. How could any middle-class person afford it? So what does it matter if you have pre-existing conditions included in your policy if you can't afford the policy?
Wayne, you are absolutely right, because it prices the average American out of the marketplace whenever they can't actually utilize the things that have been forced upon them. There are ways to fix this issue that is, a lot of people aren't talking about it, but frankly, whenever people start talking about getting rid of the ACA, the knee-jerk reaction of the opposite side is to say, well, you're just going to leave pre-existing conditions, people who are suffering with those types of pre-existing conditions out in the cold. They're going to run up debt. They're going to have problems. And that's just not the case at all. There are so many opportunities that we can fix them. And actually, the ACA got rid of one of the most one of the best ways to deal with pre-existing conditions before the ACA was put into place, and that was the high-risk pools in each state. And the ACA got rid of that pre-existing option. Bring that back. If you get rid of the ACA, there's other ways to do it where you're actually sending creditable coverage to individuals within the marketplace with pre-existing conditions, because we already do that in other sectors of the market. So this is just a giant red herring that I just don't want your audience to be fooled or caught in a lurch if anybody says, well, what about pre-existing conditions?
Right. But again, I just want to stress the point. I'm sure I had pre-existing conditions covered when I had Aetna health insurance and the price went from $500 a month to $2,000, but I couldn't afford the insurance anymore. So what did it matter if it covered pre-existing conditions and my deductible went from like $1,000 to $10,000? So it covered nothing. So what's the difference if pre-existing is covered if it covers nothing because the deductible is so high? I just want to make sure that I'm not confused, that I know what I'm talking about. That all makes sense to you, correct?
Absolutely. And it just is a way to kind of, like I said, demagogue this whole conversation and try and browbeat people with compassion into a conversation that really isn't even an issue. And frankly, on the other side of it, it's not compassion at all, because people like yourself were just priced completely out of the market. They couldn't even utilize the third-party insurance that they had. So that's part of the reason why we needed innovations like Liberty HealthShare.
Yes, Liberty HealthShare is fantastic, because I went from $500 with Aetna per month to $2,000 per month, and then I joined Liberty HealthShare, and it's back to about $500 a month or so. So, I mean, that's and everything's covered, and there isn't a giant deductible. It's a breath of fresh air. Let's talk about some other things. The second largest doctors group in the USA endorses Medicare for All, the public option. It must be a doctors group of radical left-wing socialists, right?
Well, I don't know exactly about their political affiliation, but I was looking into this, and frankly, docs really, if they're supporting a Medicare for All, are really going against their own interests, because we've already seen with other reports that the whole Medicare for All plan is just fiscally unsustainable, costing about $32 trillion over 10 years or more. It would bankrupt the entire system, let alone to say that the current economic models that are based on the lowest Medicare reimbursement to physicians, it's physicians physicians hate the reimbursements for Medicare. It doesn't do well for them at all. So if they were forced to take this Medicare for All reimbursement, you would see some economic balls bouncing all over the place, practices closing, hospitals closing. You would probably see a big, giant bailout for hospitals and doctors that would come out of the taxpayer funds, and that would just mean fewer docs, less access, and it wouldn't do anything to fix the system. Sometimes what people think is the cure just adds more poison to the whole system. So I don't know where these doctors are getting their information from, but I would really like to talk to them.
Well, and don't forget, there's always another issue. It's not just that the cost goes to the roof. It's that your health care stinks in a public option, in a government-run system. Go look at England. Go look at Canada. If something's wrong, you're going to wait months to see a doctor. And if you need to see a specialist, it's going to be 6 to 8 months. You might have surgery a year from the moment the problem starts. In the meantime, your life is misery. Nobody seems to get that. So it's not just about money. It's about quality of care. Matt Bellis, Liberty HealthShare Communications Director. Great program. Obamacare open enrollment is over, but you can change to Liberty HealthShare at any time. It is not insurance, but as I like to say, it's even better. It's even better. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot and check it out. Thank you, Matt Bellis.
Thank you, Wayne.
Phone number. I want you to always remember the number, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's no secret gold is the best way to protect your assets in 2020. Central banks know it, billionaires know it, and especially my listeners know it. So what's the best way to play the gold rush of 2020? Simple. Own the best gold coins, historic St. Gaudens, in the best quality, mint state, for the best company, Swiss America, the most trusted name in gold, for over 35 years, at the best price. First, write this number down. 800-289-2646. Again, 800-289-2646. If you call Swiss America today and say you're a war listener, you can receive up to three beautiful Mint State 63 $20 St. Gaudens gold coins at a savings of 22%. Did you hear me? Call now and save 22% on $20 gold coins. Limit three per customer. The number again, 800-289-2646. Toll free, 800-289-2646. Or go to SwissAmerica.com. Tell them war sent ya.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we give you this magic music, which will inspire the perfect hire to begin clog dancing. Okay, there's no magic music, but skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. RootWall.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots, my doctor suggests, sponsor this segment of the show. Cold and flu season has been here for a while, and seems like everybody's got it here in Vegas. I know that. Everybody's got cold and flu, and they've had it for a long time. Some of them tell me, oh, I'm just getting over it. When did you get it? Like 3 days ago? No, I've had it for 3 weeks. I've had it for a month. I've had it for 2 months. I can't even believe the responses of people, and I feel bad because I suck on these colloidal lozenges, and I drink their colloidal silver solution. What do I call them, colloidal lozenges? I meant to say silver lozenges. And I drink their silver solution, and it's all their products are made of alkaline structured silver, which destroys yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses. What is the flu? It's a virus. Well, not harming our good bacteria, and so I don't get sick, and I don't get the flu, and I feel bad for people who get it, let alone who get it for a month. I mean, you know, in the last 20 years, by the way, I've had the flu one time. It wasn't a 24-hour flu. It wasn't a 48-hour flu. It was a 3-hour flu. I felt nauseous for 3 hours, and then little by little, I got better. And the key is you have to know how to get yourself healthy. Lots of vitamin C, lots of probiotics. And now I throw in lots of silver from My Doctor Suggests. Same reason that I don't have brain fog anymore. I wake up in the morning sharp as a tack. I used to need eight hours a night sleep. Now I get 5 or 6 at the most, and I'm just doing fantastic. I can work more hours because I don't need the same amount of sleep anymore, and I have no more brain fog. 24 hours a day, I'm sharp. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. Can't get their products in stores? Got to call 866-660-9868. 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggests.com/roots. mydoctorsuggests.com/roots. Tell them Wayne Root sent you or use the promo code ROOT, R-O-O-T, and save 20% off every single order. Not the first order, all orders. Staying with this theme that I think is the most important theme is illegals voting. The Illinois Board of Elections admits non-U.S. citizens voted illegally in the 2018 election. Some of the 574 non-U.S. citizens who were registered to vote in the 2018 election voted illegally, the Illinois State Board of Elections said today. We do know that some of them voted in the election. Board spokesman Matt Dietrich said in a phone call, the board said on Tuesday it confirmed 19 people who aren't citizens voted in the Illinois election. The illegal votes are spread across 7 counties. Secretary of State Jesse White's office blamed the registration of hundreds of non-U.S. citizens on a programming error. But see, this is all BS. This is the false flags. This is the weapon of mass distraction. Illinois lets legal and illegal immigrants get a driver's license or state ID, and people who obtain those IDs are automatically enrolled as voters. And you think it's 500 people or 19 people? It's the entire illegal population of Illinois and where I live, Nevada, and the whole California, and now the whole New York and New Jersey. Liars! This isn't about hundreds of illegals registering or 19 voting illegally. It's about millions. Are you kidding me? That's why we're losing elections in the state of Nevada. It's about illegal aliens. And by the way, tomorrow we're having a town hall about the border and illegal immigration. Tomorrow. And it's, I'll tell you about it in the next break. I'm going to come back and tell you all about it. I'm going to get all the facts and all the details, and then I'll announce it to everybody, okay? Simple as that. It's a great, great town hall you're going to want to know about. And I'll make a quick phone call, make sure I have all the stats at my fingertips so I can tell you about it. Let me move to another border issue, Molly Tibbetts' murder trial. She's the gal, the illegal alien murdered, raped and murdered, I believe, in the Iowa cornfields when she was out jogging. The illegal alien accused of murdering 20-year-old University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts is now arguing that his very limited Mexican education enabled him to speak to law enforcement without understanding his Miranda rights. In August of 18, Christian Bahama Rivera, 25-year-old illegal alien from Mexico, was charged with Molly Tibbetts' murder after police said he admitted to confronting and chasing down the young woman. Following a nationwide search, her body was found in a cornfield in Iowa. The illegal alien lived in a region of Iowa that was surrounded by sanctuary cities. He worked on a dairy farm using a stolen ID and a Social Security card after allegedly crossing the U.S.-Mexico border as a child. And his defense team, Chad and Jennifer Fries, wonderful people, huh? Wrote in a request to the Iowa Supreme Court that the illegal alien's very limited Mexican education led him to speak with police officers without understanding his Miranda rights. They argued in their request to the Supreme Court that his position as an immigrant with a very limited Mexican education made him unfamiliar with the United States criminal justice system and prevented him from understanding the Miranda warning he was given. Had he been notified of his right to consular assistance, Bahima Rivera would have consulted with representatives from the Mexican consulate before giving statements to law enforcement. They also claim the arrival of 15 police officers at the farm where he was illegally employed gave the illegal alien no choice but to turn himself in. Upon law enforcement's arrival, Bahima was essentially faced with two options: attempt to evade, which would certainly fail, or cooperate and hope for no consequences, both of which were hopeless endeavors. He had no choice but to submit to the authority of the agents. This is their argument. This is the legal argument of lawyers. Can you imagine how stupid this is? This could be the single dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. You let them in. You leave the borders open. Democrats leave the borders open. They let millions of illegals in. Some of them murder American citizens, including a beautiful, innocent 20-year-old girl. And then you claim they're innocent, even though they murdered and raped her, because they don't speak English well. And they have limited education. You know what? If you don't speak English well, and you have a limited education, get the hell out of my country! You're not wanted! Get out!
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.